from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
He is here along with Davey Tree, Talking Tree, Eric Countryman, some landscaping news and notes. That's about a half hour away. But we always begin, before we get to the host of the show, by giving you an opportunity to win that gift certificate from Sorgles. If you're the 10th caller, start dialing now, 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. But between now and Davey Tree, Talking Tree, we have a chance for you to get all your gardening questions answered. So if you have a gardening question, 866-391-1020. So they are known as the Mighty Five, but soon it will be known as the Mighty Six, because Mr. Oster is headed out for a couple of weeks, so Mrs. Know-It-All will be here hosting with me in the next 2 weeks. So you're getting ready to take flight.
Yeah, we're going to head out to the National Parks Tour. It's going to be exciting. I've never seen any of it, and we've got a bunch of people coming along with me. We've got an early flight next Saturday, really early, but direct flight, you know. It's hot out there. You know, it's hot in Phoenix. It's hot in here. You know, we got a beautiful 63 degrees out there this morning, and it's like 92 in the studio. But I'm looking forward to this trip. There are three spots left if you want to go to the out west on Saturday. Not doing anything for the next 12 days. And yeah, Eric Countryman will be joining us a little later. He's going to talk about red flags when buying a house, and I'm going to ask him all sorts of questions about that, because I would think coming to my property and seeing all these oak trees around my house, it might scare a few people. But I do have a Davey Arborist taking care of everything, being sure that nothing's going to fall on the house. And I am starting to plant for fall. You might think about it too. Rob said we were supposed to get some rain tomorrow. I hope so. It's been awful dry. If you've got any suggestions or ideas on what you've been doing during this dry period besides watering like me, give us a call, 866-391-1020. And one of my favorite summer lettuces is called Simpson Elite. It's a cousin of black-seeded Simpson, and it just does better in the summer. Easy to find. And I'm starting lettuce and arugula, and I'm trying to think what else. Oh, some mizuna. Yeah, if you want to try something a little bit different, like pak choy, bok choy, a different kind of kale, the celery, you know, celery from seed is a fun thing to grow, and then you'll have it by the end of the season. Even though we're going to have a hot day today, hopefully this week we'll get some rain. As we've seen, the mornings are cooler, and we're starting to look towards the next season. This is the second and the third planting what I'm doing right now, and I will be planting all the way through September. And I did a video, which I just posted on my website today and my Facebook page this morning, where I harvested some kohlrabi. And my friend Matt, who shoots the videos and helps produce the show in Doug's Garden, brought to you by Davy Tree, he never saw kohlrabi before. He didn't know what kohlrabi was. And I guess I've talked about kohlrabi before, but I think it's just one of those things that like gardeners love and a lot of other people don't know about. My son, every year he asks, are you growing kohlrabi? And I harvested a bunch of kohlrabi. I actually got the plants early in the season at Bedner's, and they just took off, and really nice plants. And I gave half of what I harvested, you know, sent it back for my son, because you know, you can buy kohlrabi in the store, but just like anything else, there's nothing like it out of the garden. It just has a better flavor. I hope you're picking some stuff. I hope you're picking peppers and picking tomatoes. I see lots of people out there are. There's one friend of mine, we call him the scrounger, and he takes that with pride. He's like me. He's really cheap, and he can't stand to throw anything away. And one year I was speaking at a library, and he asked me if I wanted these big old 70s skylights out of a house. And I said, yeah, I'd love them. I still have them. And I use them in the garden. When we get colder, you know, we get into September, October, that just gives me some more time to grow. Well, I gave him a bunch of tomato seeds because he goes down to Florida every winter. And he's been doing this for a couple years. And he'll take the seeds, he'll start them, and then he'll drive them back up here, and he'll have these big plants to start. And he has a sign on him. I've got to post this. He's got a sign on there that just says, with all these tomatoes, Osterville. And, you know, this year I grew a bunch of different weird tomatoes, not all my favorites. And so I sent him some of those seeds. Well, he couldn't keep track of them. He had written the names of them on a little plastic thing, but rain had taken all the names off, so he's just like, they're all good. And so that's kind of fun. Another thing to think about starting from seed are perennials. Have you ever planted perennials from seed? I did 2 years ago, or last year was it? I made it the year of the foxglove. I just ordered all these foxglove seeds and started them up and got them going. And this spring I had all these beautiful foxgloves, some perennials, some biennials. But columbine's pretty easy. Foxglove is easy. That's what we call surface sowing. I did, on this video, I've got some seed starting tips too that I just posted. If you have sun, there's a really cool perennial called verbascum. And you'll see it growing some versions. It's just a weed on the side of the road. But the cultivated varieties are really beautiful. How about hollyhocks? Hollyhocks have big seeds, easy to grow. Perennial salvia. If there's one thing in the garden that the deer don't like, at least in my garden, it's salvia. And so I've been putting that out in areas where I don't have any protection. One thing I will be doing before I leave for the national parks is spraying everything with Bob-X. I'm growing impatiens and begonias and all sorts of stuff out there unprotected, but I'm just spraying it with the Bob-X, and there's lots of other repellents out there. Bob-X is just the one that works for me. When I have it sprayed on there, if I don't forget to spray, they will not touch the plant. And I sprayed it all yesterday, and it has an odor that first day that it's more like, I don't know, kind of cloves, I guess I would say. It's not pleasant. And so that's one thing. And we did have winners. I had a lot of people last week enter the late planting tomato contest. And so I randomly picked two winners. And one was a young family, and the other one is a gardener. We all met at this little place in the North Hills. And it was so fun because we're going to grow. My buddy Dan Bowles, I've known for a long, long time, he grew out a bunch of sun gold tomatoes, and all of a sudden they started taking off for him, and he says, I got three left, and he proposed this contest, because I'm always talking about planting later, and he said, just you grow one, and then you give two away. And so this young family is so funny because the young boy, he was like, Dad, I think we got a good shot at this because we grow lots of tomatoes. It was fun. And then we just sat around, talked gardening, and I'm fertilizing the heck out of my Sun Gold. I do not get full sun, so I don't think I'm going to be the winner, but we don't even know if we'll get tomatoes by the end of the season planting this late, but we'll see. Like I said, I think rain is coming. I hope so. And there's a couple of cool videos on the website, DougOster.com. One highlights a really, really interesting garden, Project Love. It's a special garden in the Hill District, and it's created to help veterans. It also helps the neighborhood. It's part of the work I do with Farm to Table, Buy Fresh, Buy Local. And then my latest video, this is so cool. It's out at the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden. They have this big bugs out there. And if you look at my Facebook page or even on the website, you'll see I'm under this giant praying mantis. And I expected them to be like all metal, but they look like fancy furniture. They're made out of these beautiful, I mean, they have metal in them, but they're mostly wood and they're really beautiful. And it's a great thing for gardeners or for kids to take a look at. If you haven't been out to the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, it's really a cool garden. You got Celebration Garden, Hillside Pollinator Garden, got a garden right by the Welcome Center. You got a Asian Woodlands, a Garden of Five Senses, which has got all sorts of cool stuff for kids. It's a cool place, and the video is really fun with the big bugs. Now, as I mentioned, I'm going out to see the national parks, but I've got some other trips coming up. I've got Iceland coming up in November. We've got about 7 seats left. We're going to see all sorts of cool stuff and hopefully the Northern Lights.
All right, stay with us because Doug wants to take your calls and talk gardening. 866-391-1020. 93.7 The Fan, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK and WAMO 107.3 are partnering to support Pittsburgh public school students for the 24-25 school year by providing stuffed backpacks for Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive. Visit the link on the homepage, kdkradio.com, support as an individual, or get a group together to support. Help ensure a good start to the school year for local kids. All right, 866-391-1020. If you have a question for Doug, we would love to hear from you. But right now, let's get back to Doug. Some news and notes, and still to come, Eric Countryman, red flags when it comes to landscaping today. Davey Trees, talking trees.
Well, I have a little tease, because I'm always talking about these trips, and I don't have it nailed down yet, but in May, I'm going back to London to the Chelsea Flower Show and Kew Gardens, Wisley Savelle Garden, Sissonhurst, with their amazing white garden. It is a cool castle. I've been there before twice. It's just wonderful. We'll talk about it when I get back. And I've got some questions here from listeners. From Edward, I'm trying to eradicate some of the horseradish that has taken over my garden. Can you give me some advice? Well, good luck with that. Oh, I've talked about this several times, but when I first moved, I brought the horseradish that I'm growing. When I worked it way back in the 80s at the Medina County Gazette, this guy I worked with, and unfortunately, since he has passed, he had this horseradish, and his grandfather, when he was a kid, ground the horseradish and said, "Hey, come on over and smell this." And he put his head into that blender and took a big sniff and just went over right on his back and passed out. And he always told me that story. And he dug up some of his horseradish and gave it to me. When I moved here 26 years ago, I brought my horseradish with me just because it has that special story and reminds me of him. And I just put it in a bed that was already existing there. And all these years later, even though I moved it into the vegetable garden, there's still some in that bed. There's no getting rid of it. With something like horseradish, it has those white fleshy roots. And You can dig out as much as you want, but you're always going to leave a little. So I told Edward that just dig as much as you can out, and then when it starts coming up, you'll see where the little things are, and you're just going to have to keep after it, and all I can say is good luck. I would consider just turning my head around on it and like let it do its thing, and you'll have lots of horseradish this fall. I love horseradish right out of the garden. And it's just, you know, there's nothing easier in the world to grow. And it's a different animal than what you're getting in the store. And so Liz asks, we have a sycamore tree that we planted 3 years ago, 10 to 15 feet tall. It is planted in an area that is prone to being wet. Unfortunately, it's a very dry summer. It grew quickly when wet. Now it has a severe weak arch to its trunk. The leaves look good. Should we stake it, prune the top? Problem with removing the top is its future trajectory. I start giving it supplemental water today. Never, never top a tree. We just don't do that. It's the worst thing you can do. You're going to change everything on the tree. Yeah, no problem with staking it if it's not going straight. I have a video out there on the website that shows Rob Kruljack from Davy Tree coming, and I had a Rosa Sharon actually that was leaning, and he just pounded a stake in, and they use this stuff called arbor tie so you don't hurt the tree. It's kind of a webbing, maybe in half an inch thick. And they've done it on a couple things at my place. But yeah, never, never top a tree. It's just the absolute worst thing you can do. I tell this story all the time too, and it's just a good example of a right plant for the right place. So when I worked with Brenda Waters on KDKA-TV, she was one of the first ones I worked with. When we started, I would go on Saturday mornings on the news, and they had like a second studio back in the newsroom. And I would do like 5 minutes with her, and we became good friends. And she's a very special person. And she brought in this plant tag one time and said, Doug, do you think this is going to be okay? I put this in a pot on my patio. And it was like a magnolia tree that was going to get 30 feet tall. And I said, no, this tree's going to get huge. And she was just like, well, I'm just going to cut the top off and I'll keep it small. Every plant is going to try to reach its genetic size as far as height and width. And that's just how it is. And so pruning for size doesn't usually work. You can do it, but it just changes the whole natural look of the plant. So it's better to move it. You know, in the case of this one, 15 feet tall, it's going to be very tough to move. And so you got to look early on and look at that plant tag and see, okay, what size is this thing going to be at maturity? We'll talk a little bit to Eric Countryman about that, because that's a big part of what he does. He, you know, right plant, right place, but always coming into a property and seeing that something was planted too close to the house or to some kind of building or somewhere. I see it every day, especially in new construction. And we talk about this all the time, but it's very frustrating to see all these really beautiful plants put way too close to the house. Today, they look great. In 5 years, they're going to have to come out. So Tim asks, I was looking forward to my wildflowers blooming this year. Then the deer came through, cleaned them out, in spite of him using a deer repellent on a regular basis. At this point, there are new buds present, but no sign that they're going to blossom. I don't know if it's heat stress or not. I've erected a fence to keep the deer away, but I'm in the dark to the flower issue. Any ideas? Well, there's only one thing you can do, and that's going to be water and cross your fingers, say your prayers. But if you got buds, these plants usually come back. I answered this question also, or I will be answering this question on the season finale of the TV show, which runs this coming Saturday. And it was the same thing. Deer got in somehow, took half the plants, half, you know, cut them in half. And what do you do? Well, there's no choice. You water, you fertilize, and you hope for the best. I've had the deer in twice this year. One was when I was gone in Croatia for, I think it was 12 days. And so that was a bad one. But I mean, the stuff's still coming back. I've got tomatoes on those tomato plants that were basically eaten in half. And the pepper plants that were nibbled on. And so when that happens, especially this late in the season, you probably, you know, especially with peppers, you might be able to pick up a couple hot peppers somewhere. My dog Lulu, though, actually, she's a hunter, and so whenever I let her go in the garden, the fenced in garden, if she sees a chipmunk or smells something, she just goes nuts. And I had these ghost peppers that were looking pretty good, and then she went nuts looking for something and cut them in half. I've got two ghost peppers at home. I got something to do with. So Amy says, I hope you're able to help me with my azalea bush. It's dying. It has white stuff all over the branches. I've used preen and an antifungal, and neither helped. Now it's spreading, and half the bush now is dead. So I looked at the picture, and it's nothing to treat. This is the thing. Be sure that you know what you're doing before you put anything on there, like a fungicide or preen or whatever it might be. You must identify the problem, whether it's a pest or a disease, before you take action. In this case, this was something called lichens, which are actually a good thing. And we see them all the time where people see that on their plant and they're terrified because it looks awful, but it's not. It's something good. It actually means that you have good air quality in there. And so identify the problem first. And so I was able to tell her there's another problem. Problem is probably a watering issue, a heat-related issue. So get water on that plant and mulch it properly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And you'll be okay. With lichens, we never worry about that sort of thing. And so I am headed out to the national parks. I've never seen them. Grand Canyon and Zion and Jackson Hole. I'm looking forward to there's a whole free day in Jackson Hole. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm sure I'm going to stumble into some gardens. Follow along in my Facebook page. I always post all sorts of pictures from those places and from those trips. And I'm looking forward to seeing it.
try to do this for 9 hours. That was just 6 minutes, but try to do that by yourself for 9 hours.
6 minutes is long enough. I'm looking forward to having Eric to talk to when he comes here. It's a little after 7:30.
All right, sounds good. He'll be here in just a couple of minutes talking red flags when it comes to landscaping. That great segment that is Davy Tree Talking Tree. And Larry is looking for some hometown heroes. If you know someone that has done extraordinary things in their community, we want to know about them. Nominations are now open at kdkradio.com. Larry's Hometown Heroes, 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDK. Next hour, we're making sandwiches with Boar's Head on the Coons Cooking Hour. And then it's Dr. Bridget Schufo, DBCweightloss.com, Accurate Solutions. And then today, a special edition of the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. My co-host in the first hour, Aliquippa Head Football Coach Vashawn Patrick and Bruce Tanner talking Major League Baseball and a lot of Steelers notes as well in that noon hour. All today on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show on KDKA.
We are joined again by Eric Countryman from the Davy Tree Expert Company. We are going to talk a little bit about red flags when buying a house. But Eric, this has been awful dry for our trees. What have you seen out there?
Definitely very dry. We've seen a lot of curled leaves, a lot of browning, a lot of leaf drop. Trees are shedding a lot earlier than than they usually do. Looks like fall in some places.
What should we be doing, if anything?
So for, any new tree or small tree, you want to make sure you're giving them lots of water. I usually recommend about 10 gallons per inch of trunk diameter a week that you want to be pouring around the base of it. For any big trees, getting a good hose, just letting it run and soak the ground so that it really gets in and soaks down into the roots is really quite helpful. If you're just watering the lawn, it may not be enough. Trees need a long, deep soak.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, looking at the weather forecast, maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there'll be some rain in there. For us homeowners, these dry spells are really no fun. From your point of view, from a professional point of view, do you have the same sort of feeling? Like, oh, I can't stand it being so dry.
It's hard when it's this dry. I mean, the ground gets hard and everything is just more difficult to do. There's a bit of a benefit if you got a hard to reach tree where you'd have had a professional say, hey, we'd love to drive a piece of equipment across your lawn to get to it. Now's the time to get that kind of work done because it's basically like the driveway going across to a yard right now.
So thinking about, when you're looking at a house, I was saying this earlier in the show that if somebody came to my house and wanted to buy my house, I think they would be scared because I'm in the center of this big oak forest. And in general, the oaks in my forest are declining. But again, I've got my arborist from Davy Tree, which is looking at it once or twice a year to be sure that nothing is in danger. What are some things that, as a arborist, you would say is just like, be careful when you're buying a house?
Yeah, I mean, the good side of it, I'd say trees and your landscaping, if it's, done well and looks pretty, it adds, 10, 20% to your home value. But on the other side of it is if it's not kept up, if it's not, if it gets overgrown, if things are not, maintained, it can kind of devalue it. But I notice with homeowners, they don't look around sometimes and realize what the maintenance is on the outside of the house, and especially trees that, like you said, you have a house surrounded by big oak trees. You may need to, budget in some money for pruning every few years to keep them safe and keep them healthy. And I do recommend people, if they're buying a house, ask if you're not too sure. Ask your home inspector, maybe get an arborist to get a look at things if you're not sure, because it can be quite a lot. And if it's not in your budget, if it's not a thing that you really want to handle, then maybe it's not the house for you. Big limbs over the house, big limbs over the roof. Insurance companies can have questions about it. So there can be red flags, but also trees add a lot to a house and a lot to landscaping too.
You know, I was talking about this a little bit earlier, too, how it drives me crazy, especially new construction, where trees and shrubs are planted way too close to the house. I'm sure you see that a lot, too, and probably have to deal with that with clients.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times they're not the, you know, the choiciest of trees and shrubs. A lot of times it's kind of what they get in bulk. And they plant too close because they look really pretty when they're brand new, but they don't grow in all that well. And, you know, again, it's kind of time to call your arborist, see what can be done to either reduce or prune and maintain, or, you know, maybe it's time to remove and replace with something that's, you know, going to be planted a little more properly away from the house, or maybe the more a better species for, you know, the space.
That's what breaks my heart, remove and replace, because I see it every day. I see it every day. And I had a friend that put a weeping cherry, and when he put it in the front, right in the front of his house, I'm like, dude, this thing's going to get like, you know, 50 feet tall. You better move it now, because at the time, I mean, seriously, the trunk had to be 8 inches. You know, it was getting too big to move, although it was only 6-8 feet tall. But it was getting to a point where, in every year I visited, I was like, you didn't move that, huh? No. You said move it in the fall, but another guy said move it in the spring. And I'm like, okay. And then one year I came and it was just gone. You know, and it got to be a $200 tree and probably worth much more as a big specimen. So that's part of what we do, Eric.
it can be a shame, and it's hard sometimes. But, you know, when it comes down to the, you know, structure of your house, or, you know, you're getting gutters filled up full of junk or something, you know, maybe you do have to move something. But right. You know, if you're talking about mature, older trees, like, you know, said big oaks, or you got a beautiful maple in the front, or, you know, I mean, they look great, but some, maybe you don't realize how much maintenance those actually take to keep, you know, looking good and healthy and safe. And safe is also a big thing. You don't want limbs, you know, falling down and, you know, on your house or on the lawn or on people or the you know, the road or anything. I mean, it can be a lot of maintenance if you're, you know, not aware of it.
So I want to change gears a little bit here. What have you seen as far as spotted lanternfly? Because it seems to be just in pockets, and I am not getting the kind of calls I did last year. Are you seeing it a lot?
It's definitely in pockets, but it is quite a bit quieter than last year. And I'm, to be honest, not sure why. We've noticed a big expansion of scale insects on trees this year. I mean, absolutely, magnolia scale is uncontrollable this year. But spotted lanternfly, we've not seen very much of. I know even at my own home, I had a ton of it last year, and now I have absolutely none. So not too sure why.
If somebody has, like, let's say, for instance, a maple tree over their deck, and it does happen to be infested with a spotted lanternfly, what is the treatment? Because you can't enjoy your deck with those spotted lanternflies. That honeydew that they excrete and that turns into sooty mold is not going to be fun.
It isn't. And what we do as a protocol right now is there'd be kind of a foliar application of an insecticide, which usually knocks them out, you know, at the moment, but they could come back. And say, if infestation is coming from around you, I know areas with a high population of ailanthus trees, or the tree of heavens, mm-hmm. which is their favorite tree. If, say, you live near like a park that's not all that well maintained and they fly in, you know, maybe that's not going to work as well. So we do recommend then maybe a systemic insecticide treatment for your specific tree. So if they come to your tree, they bite it, they die. And so there's not a, you know, they're not living in your tree, but we found actually prevention makes a huge difference, more than just spraying and trying to, you know, kill them and get rid of them.
It's so weird, because we expected this year to be worse, you know, just looking at what happened east of us. Mm-hmm. And I had them everywhere. I had a tree, you know, Tree of Heaven underneath had a big ring of sooty mold. I might have seen maybe 4 or 5 nymphs. That's all. And that's just, it's just strange. You know, when we come back, Eric, I do want to talk about Magnolia scale because I know that it's been exploding this year. Do we know why? Or is it just a cyclical thing that happens?
Yeah, not sure yet, to be honest, but we can talk about it.
All right, that sounds good. Okay, hang in there, Eric. When we get back, we'll talk about that. For more information about Davy Tree or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davy.com/KDKA. And remember, you can always call the experts like Eric from Davy Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733.
Back with more of Davy Tree Talking Tree, Eric Countryman, Doug Oster, KDK, in just a couple of moments.
All right.
If you got a tree question, you need to call 866-391-1020. We heard the music and we just jumped in.
You pointed to me. I heard the music and then you started. Boy, that was really professional of me, huh?
Well, that's okay because you did tell me to promote trees if we could get some trees.
Yeah, get
calls.
Some tree callers. Give us a call. Eric and I want to talk to you. So back with Eric Countryman after a great start after the break, and we teased it with Magnolia scale. So going nuts out there with Magnolia scale, huh, Eric?
Yes, this season, this year seems to be the year of the magnolia scale. Hadn't been a big outbreak for quite a while, but this year it's not only pretty large, but it's been quite hard to control. Actually,
When I hear scale, that worries me because I know just in general scale is really hard to deal with. Do you know when are they in that crawler stage? Is that the easiest time to deal with them, or how do we do it?
Yeah, crawler stage is definitely the easiest, and that's when some treatment should be applied. We've also been trying some insecticide growth regulators, so they work a little differently than just a total pesticide, and that seems to be working this year. But our normal management treatments have not been working. I think the dryness and the heat have really made it hard. The trees aren't moving, as much through their systems. So our normal treatments that go, systemically through the trees just aren't pumping as well. Mm. And that's, I think, why we're having such a hard time. And foliar treatments, just, going and spraying them with, oil and stuff just doesn't work.
Wow.
All right, let's take a call. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on the Organic Gardener Show. Go ahead, please.
Hey, I got a tree question. My kid has a maple, and they installed a deck about 2 years ago with a railing, and the railing and the tree are going to touch. Is there any way I could shave some of that tree off to stop it from breaking the railing on the deck? What can I do with that?
All right, Eric. This is kind of what we were talking about. I'd be more inclined to shave the deck, but what do you think?
Well, as a tree guy, I agree. Shave the deck. But to remember, the growing part of the tree and the part that moves the water up and the sugar down that keeps the tree going is right behind the bark. So you don't have a lot of room to go before you start damaging, the tree's viability. So, yeah, I definitely wouldn't cut into the tree. I would cut into the deck.
Well, hey, real quick, the only thing is, though, It's a metal railing that's going to hit the tree, and you can't take the railing off. Can I just shave off, maybe about 2 inches of that and maybe about an eighth of an inch?
I wouldn't recommend it.
No.
I will say if the tree gets close enough, it's going to grow right around it. But then that's not necessarily the best idea.
Yeah.
All right.
Wish we had better news
better
for
answer.
You. But, yeah. That would basically kill the tree, right, Eric?
Yeah, well, it definitely would damage it, and especially on that side of the tree. So you're thinking that the side of the tree that overhangs the deck, now you've cut off its ability to get water up, and so it could actually then make it more dangerous over the deck.
Yeah. That's why we always say the right tree for the right place and know how big it's going to get, right?
Exactly.
So when will you start planting in full force here? because you don't want to be planting right now into this heat, do you?
We don't do a lot of planting right now, except if you're a diligent waterer, but probably not till it cools off. And again, who knows when that's going to be? Maybe after Labor Day, you know, generally into September, October. But I mean, fall planting, especially for your spring flowering trees, your dogwoods, your redbuds, I recommend doing it once it gets cool.
All right, Eric, that sounds great. Thanks so much for the information. And for more information about Davy Tree, or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davy.com/KDKA. And remember, you can always call the experts from Davy Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733. The next 2 weeks, Mrs. Know-It-All will be hosting the show. You can follow my adventures to the national parks on Facebook. There are 3 seats left if you're not doing anything Saturday. And remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
And remember not to feed the bears.
Yeah, okay. Gosh, thanks for the tip.
Hey, man, anytime.
All right.
That's what I'm
and
here
don't
for.
Don't ride the buffaloes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it depends. Nighttime, no. Daytime,
okay.
At noon.
All right. Well, follow the adventures on Facebook.
Yippee-yi-yo. All right, stay tuned. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Enjoy yourself.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.